You're listening to SBS News.
A collection of photos is the only way Taryn O'Dowd can feel connected to her children.
This is up on my wall and I have like the fairy light so it stays on. So they're the first thing I see in the morning and the last thing I want to go to bed.
The 41-year-old mother of two was deported from Australia earlier this year under Section 501 of the Australian Migration Act, meaning she's never allowed back in the country to see her children.
Oh, I just can't even talk about it because, you know, like when one of your kids is upset or sick and you know that there's under no circumstances are you ever able to go back and just missing out on just little things like just cooking their dinner or going to school concerts. It's,
Ms O'Dowd's visa was cancelled after she spent 18 months in prison for a drug-related crime. She'd lived in Australia for 34 years of her life and considered herself an Australian.
Well, I came over with my parents and my brother when I was nine, and it was in 1988. So that was, I think, a long time before. I think it was right about the time where New Zealanders were allowed to come over here and have access to everything that Australians were entitled to. Whenever I had to do paperwork, I always checked that I was a permanent resident. I always assumed that that was equal to citizenship.
But 2014 amendments to visa laws meant that without citizenship, anyone who'd received a prison sentence of 12 months or more would be deported, even if they'd lived in Australia for the majority of their lives. Ms O'Dowd was one of dozens of Kiwis deported in February on an infamous flight which saw subsequent news coverage sparking trans-Tasman diplomatic tension after former Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton made this comment.
It's taking the trash out and criminals should hear this message very clearly.
How do those comments make you feel?
Dehumanised, like humiliated, like I'm not just, you know, I'm worthless because that's what you do with trash, you throw it away. And to be also classified as the worst of the worst, like I was on a plane with, you know, pedophiles and murderers, to be grouped in with that as the worst of the worst, I think, you know, just it didn't start me off on a good start getting here when, you know, everyone saw that. So I just think, I don't think any human being should be called trash.
There are hundreds of stories like Ms O'Dowd's all over New Zealand. Since the Australian laws changed in 2014, a total of 2,300 Kiwis have been deported. Now they're taking their plight to the courts, planning a class action against the Australian government for what they say are human rights abuses. Philippa Payne is a co-founder of Route 501 that advocates for the deportees. She says after fighting the policy for years, the class action was the next logical step.
I believe that Australia is the big brother of us all, and they're abusing that role at the moment. And I think it's time the Pacific stood up and said no more.
Law experts involved say they're looking at options in the Australian courts. Lawyer Tom Harris says any case will focus on alleged inhumane treatment in detention centres and illegal family separation.
Yeah, I do believe we have enough evidence to bring forward human rights abuses. I do believe we have enough to prove that it was through the policies and legislation that this Australian government has put in place.
SBS News contacted the Department of Home Affairs for comment. It said the Australian government and the Department of Home Affairs will respond to any legal action if and when it's commenced. The legal challenge is in its early days, but for deportees like Taryn O'Dowd, it's the first step to accountability and perhaps a chance to go back and visit her children.
It's not just about me. Like, I understand that I have had to be punished for what I did, and I did go to prison. That is supposed to be society's punishment. Like, I went to court, the judge deemed my punishment to be, you know, 80 months in jail. But my children are being punished. Like, they are Australian children. They now don't have a mum.
Alan Lee, SBS News.